WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Discipline Switch. Today we're diving into something that feels like it's been on every self-help guru's lips for years. Work-life balance. Now, before you roll your eyes and hit the skip button, hear me out. This isn't just another episode about finding Zen in your matcha latte routine. We're talking real talk, actionable steps to actually carve out time for the things that matter outside of those emails, meetings, and deadlines. You know what I mean? Ever feel like you're constantly playing catch-up between work demands and personal life? Like there are just not enough hours in the day? You're definitely not alone. So, how do we actually build a sustainable, healthy balance that doesn't leave us feeling frazzled and burnt out? Buckle up, because I'm about to drop 5 key takeaways that have been game changers for me. First off, let's ditch the balance myth altogether. Life rarely feels perfectly balanced. It's more like a constant flow with ebbs and flows. Some days work takes center stage, others it's family time or personal projects. The key is to be intentional about how you spend your energy and time. Think of it less like balancing a seesaw and more like shifting your focus based on what needs attention at any given moment. Next up, let's talk boundaries. Setting clear boundaries between work and your personal life is crucial. This doesn't mean turning into a hermit who ignores emails after 5 p.m., unless that works for you. But it does mean having dedicated off hours, where you intentionally disconnect and recharge. Maybe that's an hour before bed to wind down with a book or spending Sundays entirely unplugged. Number 3, prioritize ruthlessly. I know, we all have endless to-do lists. But honestly, there are only so many things we can do well at once. Figure out your non-negotiables, the tasks that truly move the needle in both your career and personal life. Delegate or eliminate anything else that isn't essential. Now, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about actively nurturing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, move your body regularly, eat nourishing food, and engage in activities that bring you joy. When you prioritize self-care, you have more energy and resilience to handle the demands of work and life. Finally, remember to be kind to yourself. There will be days when you feel like you're juggling 1,000 things at once, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up if things don't always go according to plan. Take a deep breath, adjust your course, and keep moving forward. Let me tell you about a friend of mine, Sarah. She was working crazy hours at her marketing agency, feeling constantly stressed and overwhelmed. She had no time for hobbies, she barely saw her friends, and her sleep schedule was non-existent. One day, Sarah realized something had to change. She started implementing small changes, like setting aside 30 minutes each morning for yoga, taking a walk during her lunch break, and saying no to extra projects when she was already overloaded. It wasn't easy at first, but slowly things started to shift. She felt more focused at work, had more energy outside of it, and rediscovered the joy in simple things like reading and spending time with loved ones. Sarah's story is a reminder that even small changes can make a big difference. So, what are you going to do differently today? Think about those key takeaways. Setting boundaries, prioritizing ruthlessly, practicing self-care, and being kind to yourself. Implement one small change right now, and watch how it ripples through your entire life. Remember, work-life balance isn't a destination, it's a journey. Keep experimenting, keep adjusting, and never stop striving for that sweet spot where you feel fulfilled both personally and professionally. Thanks for tuning in to The Discipline Switch. Don't forget to hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with anyone who could use a little inspiration. Until next time, keep switching up your discipline and crushing it in all areas of your life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.